This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Leicester in a bit of a rut here, let's be honest. Everton have stopped conceding quite as many as they were early on in the season. Had a great win at Young Boys on Thursday night. And crucially, no Gareth Barry here, which could be a plus for Everton because he's been awful. Everton 5-6, the draw 11-5, Leicester 19-5, Derek.
Everything you said about Tottenham applies equally to Everton as well, doesn't it? Even though they've got easier opponents. I don't know where that result in midweek came from. The Young Boys at the door. It's a line that you've been itching to say, isn't it?
I am not itching, but yeah.
I don't know where it came from, but it was a strange game, that one. I was watching it last night, and the Swiss side could have easily scored a few themselves. I'm not sure all is right all of a sudden at Everton. But Leicester, what a gift they could have. A gift match for them in the FA Cup last week, and they couldn't get it done against Villa. I think it's 4 straight defeats, 5 in their last 6. Everything I said about Leicester earlier in the season, they just haven't got a squad that's capable of living in the Premier League. And then all of a sudden they went on that run to maybe look at a divvy. Well, it's come home to roost. They haven't got a squad good enough to live in the Premier League. And if Everton are going to get back on a winning trail in the top flight, this is the game for them. It's just, if it was evens, I don't know what it is, evens and 5-6, it ain't that. There's not a hill of beans between it, but it's psychologically, I'm just thinking, oh God, Everton are odds on. But I'm going to go for them because they will beat Leicester.
Mm. Okay, Lee?
Yeah, it's a tricky one, isn't it? Everton's form when they come back from the Europa League is pretty poor. They've got a losing record. They've beaten QPR and Burnley when they've come back from the Thursday night game, which they should have done. They were at home to QPR, and as we remember, QPR couldn't even get a draw away from home until last week. And they beat Burnley away when Burnley weren't doing too much. Lost to Crystal Palace, Man United, and Tottenham, and the draw with Sunderland. They've just been a different team in Europe. I mean, they beat Wolfsburg 6-1 over two games, 4-1 at home and 2-0 away. Wolfsburg beat Bayern Munich 4-1 about 2 weeks ago. Mm. I don't know what happens to them. They just turn into some brilliant team. On the midweek podcast, Derek, I put up Lukaku to score at 29-20, which is fine, it landed, Sam, who was doing the podcast with me, he quoted the anytime price, the first and last, two or more, and the hat-trick. And I was just listening thinking, why are you quoting him a hat-trick at 66-1?
Yeah.
66-1 he was.
He could have had about 8.
Oh,
he?
Man. So again, like Tottenham, I'm not sure I can trust them. I'm going to apply that same theory that for some reason in previous rounds they've struggled to translate that Europa League form into Premier League form. Leicester were really good at Arsenal. They had lots of chances. Should have really taken a point in that game. They took a point at home to this game when they played them at the home stadium 2-2, and that was when they had that purple patch. I'm gonna go for Leicester to get a draw here. I'm tempted by them at 19-5, to be honest, but the draw at 11-5, or maybe the draw no bet, or the plus one is another way in. I think they've got some goal scorers in this team, and the way they attack, they might just catch a fatigued Everton by surprise. Kramaric at 9-4 has got 2 in 4 starts for them. I quite like him as well. He's the guy who scored 21 and 18 in Croatia, and he's one of the top scorers in the Europa League actually from when he was playing for his Croatian team. The plus one would be the other way in. So Leicester and the draw effectively, but it's 17-20, and I don't really want to be backing them at odds on. Derek, have you seen the relegation prices? The 1-3 to go down Leicester,
yeah.
Which that's not my kind of price, but if you that will land, I think.
Oh, it's
6-4 for them to finish bottom. Now, I was looking at you mentioned about in one of the previous previews about the level that you need to survive. I went back over the last 10 years. These are the points totals that you survived on without goal difference included. 34, 37, 37, 40, 31, 35, 37, 39, 35 and 34. That's averages out at 36 points survival. If you take goal difference into consideration, then the safety mark is 35 averaged out over the last decade. Now Leicester have managed 0.68 points per game so far. For them to survive, to get to 36, which might be a little low, they need 1.5 points per game from now on in.
Yeah.
That's it's not going to happen.
No, well,
it's
no.
Crazy. I mean, they need to win 4 games of the last 13, draw 8, and lose 1. by my calculations. Every time they lose a game from now on to the end of the season, they need to win one more. They've won four all season. I mean, they're just not going to do that, are they?
No, well, 1-3 is a certainty. I mean, the fact that the 4 points, well, the 5 points behind Aston Villa, who were the toilet, I mean, it's just, that's how bad they are. They were going to go down from the word go, weren't they?
Unbelievable. I think that 6-4 is a backable price.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, Burnley seem more capable of picking up results than Leicester.
Well, the 4 points ahead of them as well. Yeah. 6-4 is a
massive
price.
It's a lot,
price.
Isn't it? It's a lot. You know, Villa, you know, you'd think maybe with the new manager we'll pick up. QPR showed signs of picking up.
They can't be 6-4 to finish bottom.
Yep, 6-4.
Jesus Christ.
Burnley 9-4, QPR 100-30, Villa 11-2, Hull 9-1, Sunderland.
Oh, that's massive, isn't it?
It does look at it, given the maths, I mean, people, when you talk to Germany, oh yeah, Leicester, I think they could get out of it. And they might pick up a few wins here and there, but they've got to do an awful lot more than that to leapfrog some of those teams.
Well, they've got 4 points to make up on Burnley just to get off the bottom spot, and they've only got 17 all season, so they need a quarter of their points just to get above Burnley.
Doesn't happen, does it?
No.
You know, and the remaining games, they've still got Chelsea to play. They've still got to go to Manchester City. They've still got to go to Tottenham. Towards the end of the season, it gets a little easier, but you've got to beat the teams around you. So, I just thought that was worth a look at 6-4. But having said all that, I think they could get something out of this game. I'll go for the draw at 11-5 as my bet here. And I do like Kramaric to score in the match as well, if you're looking at goal scorers.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.